This call is being recorded.
Are you not all feeling that? We know you are. We know that is certainly in the affirmative here, that you are all feeling these energies, and some of you are experiencing them as wonderful energies, and some of you are experiencing them as not so wonderful all the time. But that is to be expected, because your central nervous systems are working to keep up with these energies. You understand this? Your body is working to keep up with these energies because they are very powerful. And we tell you this now, you're going to hear about it more and more from other sources as well, but these energies are going to get very powerful coming on here into the end of this year and the beginning of the next year. They're going to be much stronger, but those of you are becoming more powerful yourselves. You are be able to withstand, and better yet, better word here, to take these energies into yourself and be able to work with them within your bodies and be able to express the energies outward from yourselves. So within and also so without. That is always what it is. So are you ready to begin a ride here tonight?
Yes.
And we say that because this is something special that we are doing that we have not done with this group before, and we have not done it as a full group in this respect with any group before. So you are guinea pigs here, okay? We're going to practice this on you, because if it works with this group, then we can do it with other groups as well, you see? So we are working to assist you and bring you all along so that you can become the mentors that you are all meant to be, if that is what you want, you see? So here we go. Are you ready? We need you now to begin to get in touch with your breathing. Begin to breathe evenly and deeply. Breathe in the breath of life. Feel the energies moving into your bodies. Feel it moving in through into your lungs and down through your body and into your chest area and your stomach area. Feel the energy, feel the breath reaching all the way down into your bellies, into your stomach. Feel it down there, all the way down. And allow the energy, the breath, to begin more and more to relax you, to help you to let go. Let go of anything that you brought here from outside of here. Those of you on the phone as well, anything that you brought into this session, leave it behind if it is anything that is not of higher vibration. We only want the higher vibrations now. Because this entire weekend is going to be a buildup of vibrations. You are going to build into a crescendo of vibrations this weekend here. So allow your breath to continue to relax you and to help you to let go. Let go. Let go. Breathe in. Let go. Breathe in. Let it go. Exhale out. All the way deeply. Breathe in. Let go. Breathe in the golden white light now. And feel and know and see that light moving throughout your body, filling your body with light. So that light is going everywhere in your body. Your body is filling with light, is lighting up. Somewhat like a Christmas tree. Or the golden lights. Now put your attention at your heart center. Be aware of all of your chakra centers. Just as you do each and every Sunday, possibly other times during the week, Be aware of your chakra centers, how alive they are, becoming more and more. Because they are coming more and more online or aligned. Allow yourselves to feel the energies within your chakra centers. Each chakra moving up, it is one thing to see the color, but it is another thing to feel the color, to feel the energy there in your chakra. So feel it now in your first chakra center. Then your second chakra center, and your third. Feel the energies moving within each chakra, and then moving up the chakra centers. The fourth center. Feel all three of the energies from the three lower chakras moving into the fourth center now. As if all three of the lower chakra centers, the energies there, merge within that fourth center. Then feel it moving into your fifth chakra. And into the sixth. Some of you may already be feeling the Kundalini energy rising here. And if that is so, let it rise. You may feel some sensation in your spinal column, some sensation in your back area, or in your chest area, or in your lungs. You even feel a pressure in your forehead now as it moves into that sixth center. Let it be. Let it be whatever it is. Experience it. Love the energies through you. Let them move up now into your seventh chakra. Feel an explosion in your seventh chakra, your crown chakra. Explosion of light, many colors of light. Almost as if there were fireworks going on. Now allow yourselves to lift up right through the top of your head now, your consciousness. Other times we have you exit through your sixth chakra, through the third eye. Now we want you to lift right out through your crown chakra, right out through the top of your head as your consciousness moves up. You can see your physical body below you now. See the top of your head. And allow yourselves to float up. Not in your Merkaba this time. Just in your consciousness, your astral body, or your etheric body. Whatever is right for you. Allow yourselves to float up. Up right through the ceiling of the room you are in. Those of you here in this center, feel yourselves rising right through the top of the building, through the roof of the building, up into the beautiful night sky. Yes, it is cloudy. Very few stars can be seen. But you are going to pass beyond the clouds. And you will see the stars. Continue to rise up. And you see all the beautiful stars, the planets. You can see the entire solar system. You can look beyond that and see the galaxy and all the solar systems within the galaxy. You can see beyond the galaxy. Don't go too far now. Not yet. There is a beeping sound here. Is there something that can be done about that? Is it over?
No.
Very good. Now be there, as we were saying, the solar system with the galaxy and all of the stars, the planets. Of course, many of you are seeing the ships, the many millions of ships. And they are not cloaked for you to see. They are uncloaked for you to be able to see. See them, all the many different sizes and shapes and colors and lights. And literally feel the consciousness within the ships. Feel them connecting with you, talking to you, communicating telepathically. You may not have ever thought you could speak to a ship of light, a ship of consciousness, but you can. Now we want you to call upon your guides, those particular ones that are there for you. Call them to you and see them coming to you, whether it is one or more than one, whether it is a familiar to you or someone completely new, a new expression for you. And as they come to you, feel their energy, their love, their expression of consciousness. But most of all, feel the connection that they have with you and the connection that you have with them. For if it is a new one, know that it is not new. He or she or they are not new to you. They're only new to your conscious knowing self at this point. They are not new to the being that you are. So feel the connection with them. Be in love with them, just as they are in love with you. Feel that love expression. Now, let them take you now, wherever they would take you, to show you, to have you experience, whatever is there for you, to Because this is your golden moment. Your moment when all that you have built up until this time is ready to be released and ready to move on. We call that movements of consciousness. You are each one now to have a movement of consciousness, a shift, if you will, a shift in consciousness. Some may experience a great shift. Others, maybe a little bit smaller shift. But everyone here, everyone, will feel something. You cannot see it. You can feel it. You can know it. You can trust the thinking that comes to you because it is meant for you. Some of you work with energies from your past lives, from your past experiences, as other beings from other civilizations. Some of you work with color, some sound, some simply different vibration. Whatever it is, let them take you now to experience the initiation that is special for you now. Go now. Go with that one or more that will take you to express more truly who you are in this moment, in this very moment now. You will be quiet now for a time to allow you to have your experience. And so James can also experience as well. Now, if you would, not come back yet, stay right where you are, and ask your guides to give you something to remember this by. Maybe something they would say, or something that they would give you, a crystal perhaps, something that is a memorial or a remembrance of this experience. Bring that back with you, wherever it might be, as your guides guide you back from wherever you find yourself. Some went to other planets, their solar systems, maybe even other galaxies. Some were shown their homes that they came from. And in that respect, they received that initiation. Whatever it might be, it is right for you, and only you. And there is no right or wrong here. This is, and trust it. Be in the moment, people. Be in the now. And trust that you are in the now. Now begin to come back. Find yourselves back in here in the room, or wherever you go back to your physical body. Always know that when you do these experiences, you are completely protected from all negative vibration. Allow yourselves to come back into your bodies, but as you come back in, make sure to tuck yourself in all the way around. Not leave a part of your astral or etheric body outside. Bring it all back in. Otherwise, you will have a tendency to have a sense of dizziness or imbalance in some type. Make sure to come back in completely. Now come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. Are you all back now? Everyone back in? All nice and comfy and cozy in their bodies again? The bodies that you often wish you could leave for good, but when you are away from them, you can't wait to get back. Isn't that strange? You know what we speak of here, no? Yes. You feel that sense of, it's time to get back to my body. My body is wanting me back, and your body does want you back, because you are not ready to leave it yet. And many of you, and this may come as a surprise to some of you, but many of you will not be leaving this body anytime soon. Maybe hundreds and maybe more than that of years that you could be in this body if you wish. But then, if you wish, you can change the body too. You'll be able to change it into whatever you want it to be. And we literally mean that. Anything you want it to be, you can do it. When that time, that vibration is right for you, please, whoever is moving here on this seat here, please do not do so. You have great opportunity, all of you, to have great expression in your lives now because of these energies that we continue to speak of. And Sananda said some time ago, if some of you recall, when he spoke of acclimating to the energies, that is what you are all doing. You are acclimating to these energies. So that when the energies become more and more powerful, you will be able to work with them and be able to handle them much more than your neighbors, your friends, your family may be able to. But you will be in a place where you can help them understand what these energies are. Because the veil will be lifted from your three-dimensional illusion for many across the planet. And many will then know and understand how these energies are very positive. They are not something to fear, as your various dark forces have attempted to get you to think in terms of what energy, what vibration. There is no such thing. But you see, they did not count on two things, especially. They did not count on science taking it forward more and more. They certainly did not count on consciousness raising. And consciousness has raised largely because of your internet system. Because you are able to communicate. And understand that the communication that you are doing now with the spoken word and the spoken word becoming more digitized through your internet is a precursor, you might say, of telepathic communication that is coming. Many of you are beginning more and more to experience that with your loved ones, where you think something and they pick it up almost immediately. And most of the time it is at an unconscious or subconscious level on your part. It just happens. But won't it be fun when you can really do it? Yes. And you know that you are doing it? And you are reaching to others, even across the entire planet, and eventually up into the ships, and into even other solar systems and galaxies. There is no limit to the power of thought. You see? So get ready. Things are going to change in a dramatic way as you continue to move on. In this particular weekend, this advance is meant to advance you, each and every one of you, to a new higher level within yourselves. But how high you move within yourselves is completely up to you. And very much up to your belief in the process, and your ability to let go and not allow what you call your monkey mind to monkey around in there. You see? Not allow it to be in control. The mind is the builder. But the mind will build what the heart gives it to build. You see? So raise the vibrations within you. And the building process will be also at higher vibrations, higher thinking, higher consciousness. You are all moving at this time now. All of you are moving from the concept of service to self to the understanding and the knowing of service to others. That is the fifth dimension. Now, does that mean in the fifth dimension that you do not think of yourself? No, certainly not. You will always think of yourselves, because yourselves are the source within you. But this is to branch out or reach out to others, to help others, wherever you find the opportunity. And pretty soon, you will find that the concept, or rather the knowing of being of service to others, will become commonplace. Can you imagine a world, a planet, where all beings on the planet are in service to others? Think about that. What would that be like? Yes, awesome. We are going to release channel now. We are not going to be taking questions here this evening, unless there is something that someone really needs to ask. We are going to give you that opportunity. We're not going to take a lot of questions, though, but we will take one or two or three or whatever it might be. And Shoshana, certainly, if you are available, and we know you already are, because you have already anticipated this, you can certainly offer your sharing expertise here.
Thank you.
Would there be any questions, though? You can unmute your phones, those of you here on the phones. Is anyone out there on the phone? Yes, there we go. There was a question here in the room here earlier, if one wants to ask it. Anyone? Yes, please speak up here so those here on phone can hear you.
For the last 5 years or so.
We did not think that's going to be loud enough.
For the last probably 5 years or so, when I go inside, I'll see bright white or jet black dots that come in, and within the last week I actually saw a jet black dot come in and with white behind it, as if it was lit from behind. And I just wanted to ask, I didn't quite understand what that was, but I thought it was quite excellent and probably a progression of some sort, and I wondered if there was something you could elaborate on.
Yes, these are the glimpses that we have spoken of previously many times, where you are going to more and more have the capability of seeing between the dimensions. We have spoken previously that you might even get ready to be able to see dead people. That, of course, was said as joke before, but not really, because that is into the other dimensions, is it not? And it will open up, the veil will disappear completely. It is already gone, but you just do not know it yet. It's your conscious knowing self part of you. But it is gone, it is, and it will be completely gone, even to that part of you, as you come to believe more and more. And the separation between the dimensions is getting less and less and less. So you will begin to see more and more of these types of glimpses into the other dimensions. It will open up to many of you to begin to see the elemental kingdom. Some of you have already been doing that. Certainly those that went down to the Mexico on that expedition saw the guardians there and other things as well, and saw the signs that the elementals had left for them. So all of this is a process that you are moving through in this transition and through the ascension process, which, by the way, the ascension process is going to really begin to take off rather quickly here. We cannot give exact time frame, of course, it is different for everyone, but you are going to begin more and more to experience not only what has been asked here, but the raising of vibrations more and more, so that you are feeling that blissful feeling more and more through you, and even a sense of giddiness at times, joyfulness. Even if everything around you seems to be falling apart and people everywhere are saying how terrible everything is, you, those of you, know differently. You know that it is the beginning of the end and the end of the beginning. So be ready for it. It is coming. Shoshana?
Yes.
Yes.
Shoshana wishes to share, my dear brother, the perspective of images and visions that come into the mind and come into the heart are correlated with the allowance of letting go of the third dimension. It is a slow process for many, and that is why you mentioned 5 years, that it took you to get there. This is great progress. Mm-hmm. What it is, my dear brother, is each individual, as they let go of the dense programming that clouds their minds and clouds their hearts and clouds their actions, the third eye opens up and receives that which you have never seen before. It receives the visions of another dimension beyond what you are used to. We ask all, as they move in consciousness, to expand their awareness and let go of the silliness and the deafening chaos of the third dimension, and you will rise. That's what we ask.
Wonderful. Very good.
Namaste.
Please understand, in continuation of this question, that the third eye center is paramount here, to open it up. This is why we have been working diligently with all of you, and your guides have been working with you individually over a time period here, to reawaken that center and to dissipate whatever may be holding there as far as blockage goes in your use of fluoride in your water and all of these types of things. That is something that calcifies the pineal gland, and you need to do everything that you can now to decalcify that area. Look for it, research on it, find what works for many that have been coming forward now and speaking about this, because the third eye center is the new understanding that is coming to the world. Many do not know anything about this at this time, but they are going to, because it is so important to reawaken this area. Okay, are there any other questions here?
If there are no more questions, or I'm jumping in to prevent any of this,
You need to speak up, please, and make sure that those here on phone can hear you.
I had such an amazing meditation. I want to share it with you. But when we were asked to focus on seeing the energy in the chakras literally moving, I started doing that. And as I did, I could just feel heat pouring into my body. And I'm always cold. So I thought, ha-ha, this really works. This is an energy source. And then, of course, I focused a lot on the high heart. But when I came back, my high heart was pulsing, just literally pulsing. And it still is, but not quite as prominent. So we are real. We are energy. And we are divine. God bless you all.
Yes, wonderful. And dear sister, we are going to add something specifically for you now.
Okay.
We are going to go out on a limb here, you might say. And we are going to say that which was given to the James here earlier to put in your, what you call your agenda. And it was said on the Sunday evening, there would be a healing session with Yeshua. That is more than what you can possibly believe at this time. Or is rather, we change that. The possibility is more of what you can believe. In other words, if you can believe enough, you will see. If you can believe enough, you will be healed of whatever it might be. And for you specifically, you know what we speak of here. And you are going to have a complete and utter healing if you allow for it. If you allow. It is one thing to say it. It is another thing to know it and trust it. Yeshua will speak about this on Sunday as to how He was able to do those things He did in those times. You're going to get a glimpse into the past and working directly with Him and what He did and how He did it.
Fantastic.
So,
Shoshana,
yes, please. Yes, Shoshana, yes.
My dear sister, you are a wizard. You are very practiced in the art of metaphysics. You understand the energy. You allow for it. There is only one thing to do now that we find within you, and that is the third dimensional consciousness that you carry. You still carry that consciousness that may allow you a relapse. You must begin to see yourself completely as this wizard.
Please mute.
Amazing and beautiful being that is so practiced in the art of understanding the energy, that she can feel the warmth from the chakra system move through her body when others are saying in the room, well, I didn't feel that. This is your gift to humanity to be the wizard that you are.
Wonderful, yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Very wise words coming from our dear Shoshana, who is a wonderful addition to this program, by the way. And it is very greatly appreciated that this could come to be.
Namaste, sir.
Yes.
Here, here.
Other questions here? Yes.
I understand that we're dealing with trying to see beyond the veil, but my understanding also is that the dark ones have put plasma implants in front of our third eyes. Are we still dealing with that as well?
What we can tell you about that is yes and no. Yes, the majority of the population of the planet is. No, those of you are not. You understand this?
Yes.
Those of you have been working with this particular area for some time. Some of you working with it and not even knowing that you were doing it, whether it was in your own private meditations, in your dream state, or even in the meditations, the guided meditations that we perform through the James here. It had largely been to work with this particular pineal gland, your third eye center, to reawaken it. And that has largely been done, and it continues to be so. But there is still more to do, still much more for the majority of you. But you have gone beyond this, as this question is asked, the plasma implants is what she is speaking of, that was there to cloud the third eye center. And why would the dark forces have wanted to do that? They wanted to do that, they planned to do that, because they planned to keep you shut down, to keep your third eye center shut down, to keep your imagination down. Because they knew as soon as your imagination opened up, their time was over. You see? So why, hold one moment, please. So why would, so now you can understand why it was said in early times and why your parents took up on this, that they would say, your imagination is just imagination. It means nothing. It is not real. How many of you grew up like that? Your parents telling you that. Not all of you, but most of you did. Your imagination was not real, they said. The invisible friends that you are seeing are not real. The elves that you're seeing are not real. Whatever, the angels that you're seeing, they're not real. They're just your imagination. And everything was done to keep this quelled and kept down. But that is all changing now. Yes, Shoshana, please.
Shoshana, would you share with this one?
Yes.
My dear sister, nothing can stop you now. You must recognize. You must believe that. You must not give in to any of these things. You must not give in to the idea of it. The idea of it is a program. You must draw upon the movie The Matrix. You must see Neo in complete, utter disbelief and grow to understand his own power so clearly that he could dodge bullets. This is where those that are here in the room and those that choose to let go of third dimensional programming is going. Those that wish to control you know what your buttons are. They know your programs. They know if they introduce the idea, even if it's over the internet, then you have something covering your third eye, and you begin to believe that you will create it for your very self. You must not give in to this. You must understand your complete and utter power as creators and move with a vengeance towards the expansion and beyond. Dodge the bullet.
Yes, and we would add to that from the Matrix as well. When the Neo asked the Morpheus, you mean that I will be able to dodge bullets? And Morpheus's answer was, when you are ready, you won't have to. So that is the added part to that. Yes.
This is so important. The one Joanna watching this movie over and over again. She did not understand. This is important. This movie is your future if you choose.
So I spend too much time being concerned about what the planet is going through now and watching the news too much.
Is that what you do, my sister?
Pretty much.
Then that is correct.
There is a fine line between becoming aware and becoming emotionally involved in that awareness. Do not become emotionally involved in it. Let it be. Let it go on around you. Be in the eye of the storm. And let everything circle around you. But in that eye of the storm, it is calm. You are in a centered place. Be in that centered place. And let the world revolve around you. Don't you revolve around the world. Okay? Any other questions here before we release channel?
Yes.
I'd like to ask a question.
We take one on phone here and then one more here in the room. Yes?
Yes. Hi, this is Christy. I have a question that may be related to some of the things we're talking about here. I have had probably for the last year or almost in my head, I have extremely dry eyes where my eyelids like stick to my eyeballs in the morning, dry, and this is all happens through the night, dry mouth and extremely chapped dry lips. And my teeth have even gone through some changes. And I was feeling like it might be, you know, all the energy and, you know, my body trying to adjust to that. But I'd like to know if you have some input on that.
So Shana has share, and then we also have one thing as well. Yes,
great.
We
thank you.
Share that the omega-3 the omega-3 is what you need to assist you. There are other things as well which Shoshana will share, but the omega-3 will the oil will give you much relief. Please mute your phone, whoever that is suffering. Very good, yes. So
okay.
The omega-3
okay.
would be very helpful. The fish oil, this would be immensely helpful to you. You will know
how much
to take as you continue to do it. That is one thing. Shoshana?
Oh, okay.
My dear sister.
Yes.
You know now, you know this, that your immune system is reacting. All these symptoms are a function of the immune system. Your immunity is low. You must find ways to boost your immune system. You must begin to research this and look to boost your immune system. Those symptoms that you are giving are a result of your immune system not functioning well.
Okay.
You also must understand that although one who serves asks you to take the omega-3s, you must find a different source other than fish oil. We will suggest flax oil as an alternative to fish oil because we find that you are allergic in some way to fish.
Okay.
You may be ingesting things that are suppressing your immune system. You must look closely at your diet, your supplementation, and your environment. You are reacting as your immune system is negatively reacting. That is what we have.
Okay, thank you
very
much.
Yes. Are there any other, there was another question here in the room, yes?
Yes.
Hello, One Who Serves, this is Gary. And I was woken up the other night, and I've had this happen numerous times. Sometimes the message will come through and the television will just turn on. I've had one from Yeshua, one from A. Michael, and then one came in, and I turned on the television manually myself. But this was gave me great joy, and I'd like your viewpoint on this. That was a channeling by Guan Yin, and it was one of the most beautiful channelings, and it gave me great joy and excitement that Divine Mother Sophia decreed that Yeshua is coming back, and he will lead the ascension, will lead the earth in healing politically, and he will be the person that we work with and who guides us and leads us.
Yes.
And I would like to know, I went in deep to myself, and I have a way of discerning and knowing. And in my deep knowing, it gave me, yes, this is indeed the truth.
Yes, and first of all, Yeshua has never left. He has always been here, always will be. Has he not said many times, I have always been with you and will always be with you?
And he is with me.
It is Yeshua Sananda. Many of you know as Sananda. Many of you also know as Yeshua. And Yeshua is not only coming, he is already here. And he is the one that has brought this age, you might say, this last 2,000 year age forward. He is the one that brought it in, and he is the one that will see it out, you might say. And he is very much involved in this entire ascension process, many times more in the background, but he is coming forward more and more, and certainly will be there in the forefront with all of you. And this is what the 12 tables, the 12 of 12 is often about here. So you will experience much more connection with this one, Yeshua, as well as the higher self of Yeshua, Sananda. And this connection will become stronger and stronger. Also know that this is the Christ consciousness. When it was said long ago that the second coming, this is the second coming. It is the Christ consciousness coming into all of here on the planet. This is what this is about. This is what those of you that went to on the expedition released there, that Christ consciousness. Is that the only Christ consciousness? So, certainly not. It has been released for some time now. But you released a certain pocket of it, you might say, a very strong pocket of energy there that released to the entire planet. This is part of the second coming. See? Shoshana, anything to add here?
Share with this dear brother.
Yes.
My dear brother Gary. We have so much love for you. You have the heart of an innocent. You have the pure love of an innocent. You are completely open. This is how Guan Yin, Yeshua, and other great beings reach you, through the heart of an innocent. It is not clouded. The challenge has always been for you that this heart is so open, it can let almost anyone in. This is disempowering for you. We must ask you to close the door when it is appropriate, and let the beautiful beings guide you, and let your love shine as you are a large light, a magnificent light, and let continue with that beautiful love. You will do the best, and you will lead others.
Very good.
Who serves may I say something?
Very quickly, then we need to release channel.
Yes, I just want to share. It came channeling to me after, during when you were talking about Joshua. And it came to me that Joshua brought this group together, all the people who are in this group. He led all of us to this group. That's all.
Yes, Yeshua as Sananda as well. Sananda
yes.
is the original one that you all came with here to this evolution here when you did the great volunteering to come here. Sananda led the 144,000. So in that sense, yes, you have been led here by this one. And you have been guided here by this one as well to come to this particular group. That is true. Old souls coming back together again. We need to release channel now. And be ready for tomorrow. There is going to be much more that is going to come forward here. Starting earlier with the Lemurian chants. We're going to work diligently with that. We're not forgetting about that, certainly. That is important in the coming process that you are going to be going through in the times ahead. That is all we can say on that. And in the evening, there will be another experience, as well as during the day, there will be the workshops from the Shoshana Joanna. Notice we put Shoshana before Joanna now. We are ready now to release channel. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the
Thank
one.
You.
Shanti, love you.
Shanti.
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 Well, Joanna's just going to start calling you 1 3rd Jane.